Like one of the scriptures was, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. I've known that scripture for like 50 years, but just a few years ago, a new meaning of that came to me. It was totally different than anything I've thought before, or anything that I've read before, or anything that I've known anybody to teach before. I'll give you just a little bit about it. And that is, the Word is God. What do you suppose that means? People say, well, Jesus is the Word and Jesus is God. That's not what it means.
God is the Word.
I think you explained it one time by saying that we know Word as the word that we mean to describe a form of communication, but it's a vibration that we hear and we interpret the sound with our ears. So words are a method of communicating. We use sound to convey information. We have to learn the word, we have to learn to study it so that we interpret the word. If I learn the same word in Spanish, it'd be a different word, but it's a method of communicating information. So if God is Word, then that means that He is the place where all information comes from.
Well, that's part of it, but here's the basic concept of this. And when this came to me, it just floored me, is that each word is a God. Yes, God itself is a word. God was a word that created one word. The Om, according to the Hindu teachings, created the entire universe. One word created the entire universe. God vibrating one word created everything there is. And that word is God. And these other words that we have about us are also gods that can create. And when we realize that the Word is God, we can take a word and use that word to create anything we want. If we understand the power of God within that word. Yeah. Just like the power in the Word that created the universe was God. God in vibration created the universe, and God was the Word. Okay, but there are many words around us right now, and these words are also gods that can create. And if we understand that, if we absorb that principle, we can take those words and use the power of God to create with those words. Let me give you an example. One person thinks about, say, building a house. Okay, let's say building the house is one, think of that as one word. And he thinks, well, do I want to build a house? No, it's too much work. Okay, but let's suppose that an angel with a flaming sword comes down and appears to him and he says, build this house. Here's the instructions, go build this house. And then he leaves. What's that guy going to think? I'm going to build it. Come hell or high water, I'll sell everything I have. There's some divine purpose in building this house. I'm going to build this house. Nothing's going to stop me. And what's the difference between the two? The difference between the two is one is seen as divine. Build the house was issued as divine. And the other was just a passing thought. Wasn't really a word. Okay? But when the word comes with divine in that word, the divine in that word, then that word has power to materialize. And this came to me one day as I was just driving down the road, you know. I understood the scripture for 40 years, or thought I did. And then all of a sudden it occurred to me I didn't understand the scripture at all. A totally new meaning came to me. It was beyond anything else. But anyway, that's a powerful thought when you think of it. Each word is divine. Each word is really a God unto itself. Each word or a concept within a phrase Yeah. Is divine. It not can be. It is. But we don't see the divinity.
Because God is in everything. And ye are all gods. Yeah. So words, yeah. I mean, everything.
Divine in everything.
Yeah, what was the first instruction God gave to Adam in the Bible?
After Eve?
I can't remember if it was after Eve or not. It was the first instruction he gave to him.
Go forth and multiply?
No.
Name all the...
Right, go name everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what did he tell him then?
Give it a name.
Because each name name is a word, and each word is God, and that places the thought of God on everything that's named.
Yep.
So that was the importance of naming everything. Yeah.
It's the same principle magic is based off of,
mm-hmm.
where if you know the true name of something, then you hold that power, right?
Yes.
Right.
So the penny. The penny, to renew a penny.
Yeah.
To make, you have to know the original name of the penny. And I'm saying it very badly. But
mm-hmm.
in the restoration, right?
Yeah.
You had to know the original
original
name of the penny.
We don't know what the penny means.
Oh, in the book.
My book.
I don't know. Which book was the penny in?
I think it was in Eternal Words about renewing the penny. Yeah. Yeah.
No. It's JJ's book.
Oh.
He was being taught about, because I got a big one from that, about restoring to its original.
Right. In other words, the thought or the word, to see the penny as a thought or a word. If you know the original vibration of anything that's created, it can be renewed. So this secret of eternal life, if we know James's real word that created him and can sound it, he can be restored to health and vitality. It's already pretty healthy, so we won't worry about it right now.
Yeah, the original sound.
Yeah.
Original vibration.
Okay, so it's important that we focus by the power of focus, by believing that there's a higher world. We have to feed ourselves with all these divine words and divine thoughts. And as they're flowing through our physical brain, a little bit of it spills into the other worlds and they intermingle. And then comes a time we'll get a flash. It usually won't happen when you're asking for it. I've been quite frustrated in all the prayers I've given through my life, because when I've prayed about something, I never get something right afterwards. It may come a day afterwards, a month afterwards, maybe years afterwards, but never right afterwards. Same thing with either prayer, meditation, contemplation. It always takes a little bit of fomenting. It's like creating a baby, in other words. The woman becomes pregnant with a child, and she doesn't give birth right away. But the baby has to go through the development process. And then after 9 months, period of gestation, the baby is finally born. And this is the same way with achieving things from the other world. We have to take and implant in our mind a lot of spiritual ideas and keep planning and keep nourishing the ideas and the words within us, and pretty soon those words will give birth to some divine thought that will materialize in your mind. And when that materializes, like I say, you may be not thinking about anything, you may not be feeling particularly spiritual, you may just have a fight with your spouse even, you never know, but you'll probably be in a state, Normally, they don't come in states of anger, but it'll come in a state where your time, when you're not anticipating it, it will come. It's a little bit like the coming of Christ as talked about in the scriptures. It says, "Be ready, for you know not the day or the hour that your master will come." Speaking of the coming of Christ. And the coming of Christ in you, in any form, whether it be in a spiritual message, or whether it be some type of contact with a spiritual being or whatever, they always come in a time and an hour that you think not, that you're not anticipating. And so So this is interesting. But then the scripture says, be ready. Uses that term again and again. So in other words, we're supposed to plant our mind with all kinds of thoughts, ideas, concepts, knowledge, and then be ready to receive. And if you're not ready, what will happen? Maybe the contact is attempted on you, and you're not ready, you're not paying attention, so it's missed.
Chachi, I'm almost always asleep when I get mine. I mean, almost 80% of the time, I'm asleep. Like you say, you're driving when you get your stuff. So yeah. I wake up to them.
Well, a lot of people, what they do for to utilize, if you get messages during your dreams, before you go to bed, and a lot of people do this, if they have a problem, they say, okay, mind, I'm going to go to sleep now, and I want you, by the time I wake up, I want the solution to come. And I read about this guy who gives himself these instructions that he says, okay, so I'm going to go to bed. You figure out the answer, and then I want the answer by the time I wake up. And he says, this particular guy I read says, when he wakes up, the answer just is usually there, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's probably the way you work somewhat.
Yeah. Even whether I'm asking for it or not, the downloads, you know, the information comes like a whole book in the night.
Yeah.
Best visions I've ever had, the most soul contact while I'm sleeping.
Yeah, I don't get much while I'm sleeping. However, I get quite a bit. Sometimes I'll get something as I'm waking up. And I'm right in between being awake and asleep where I'm not even sure which world I'm in, you know. And then sometimes I'll get things in. Yeah? You know?
That's